From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The work of classical music composer Florence Price, who was born in Little Rock in 1887, is getting quite a bit of renewed national attention. Price was the first African-American woman to have her work played by a major American orchestra. She had a successful music career in her own time, but faded into the background after her death. But when stacks of her papers were found in an abandoned house in Illinois, including manuscripts, letters, and diary fragments, it all began to change. KUAR's Karen Trico-Stewart has the story.
In 2009, Vicki and Daryl Gatwood of St. Anne, Illinois, made quite a discovery. They were renovating an abandoned house. It was in desperate shape. The grass was overgrown, the floors were sunken, and a tree had fallen and torn a hole in the roof. As they looked around, they came across stacks of papers and kept seeing a name over and over. Florence Price. Archivists Tim Nutt and Tom Dillard were working at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville when the call came in about the discovery. So they traveled to Illinois to go take a look, wondering what they would find.
At that time, even though we were amazed by it, we didn't really know the full extent of exactly what was in that collection and how significant that find would be later on.
The dilapidated house had also been vandalized. Dillard says Price's piano had been stolen and her papers strewn all over the floor. He says he thinks the Gatwoods could have easily shoveled up the papers, thrown them away, and moved on with their renovations.
It is really remarkable that we were able to get up there and get this collection, which had been come so close to being lost.
With the finding of Price's lost and unknown work came a desire to have the manuscripts reconstructed, performed, and recorded, to have the music come to life. The Center for Black Music Research in Chicago commissioned Trevor Weston, a music professor at Drew University, to create the long-lost Concerto in One Movement.
I think at first it was daunting, but the more I got to know her, and that might sound strange, but I think in poetry, in visual art, and in creative writing, you get to know this kind of the essence of a person. So after playing through her music and getting a sense of who she was, it made it easier to make decisions.
Price scholar Linda Holzer at UA Little Rock says she thinks there's an equation for success as a composer. The first is talent and drive, which Holzer says Price had unquestionably.
But another part of the equation is getting published, and that makes it easier to get your works performed in concert and to go on to have commercial recordings and broadcasts of your music. In other words, to have your music live on after you. Most of her concert works, those were still in manuscript form at the time of her death.
Other pieces found in the abandoned house that was once Florence Price's summer home include two violin concertos. Violinist Urgene Kong with the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville premiered Price's Violin Concerto No. 2 when the university held a three-day celebration of Florence Price in February. Kong was also the soloist in a recording of both concertos recently released on the Albany label, playing with a Janacek Philharmonic. She spoke with Kyle Kellums of NPR member station KUAF in Fayetteville shortly before the premiere about the partnership with the Philharmonic.
Though there was a bit of a language barrier, it may sound like a cliche, the fact that we have this shared training in the language of music allowed for us to still, with very little time to get to know each other, explore the subtleties of music. And I think we came up with a product that all of us are very satisfied with and very proud to put forth as the result of a very honest, earnest effort.
Price wrote or sketched a total of four symphonies. The first and third have been published and recorded. The second remains somewhat of a mystery, and the fourth will receive its premiere by the Fort Smith Symphony Orchestra on Saturday, May 12th. We called music director John Jetter, who explains it's all part of a larger project to perform and record all four symphonies.
It will be the first complete set of her symphonies, and we will be recording that on the Naxos label, and Naxos International is the largest classical music label in the world. So they have a terrific distribution and they have a huge interest in projects like this.
Price was also recently honored posthumously by the Arkansas State Music Teachers Association. The association once denied her entry because of her race. Linda Holzer of UA Little Rock played an instrumental role in having Price honored. She accepted the award on behalf of Price at a ceremony in Orlando, Florida.
So we've come a long way, and many of us are working to ensure that she isn't forgotten again.
KUAR also made its own Florence Price discovery recently, an old cassette tape that contained a documentary produced by the station in 1994. It features rare interviews with Price's music students and family friends, and was produced by musicologist Ernest Lamb, who played in the Arkansas Symphony, in collaboration with the late Ben Fry, the longtime general manager of KUAR, as well as KLRE Classical 90.5. That documentary, as well as extended interviews with the people you've heard in this story, will air tonight at 7 as part of a larger special on Price called Gathering the Pieces, The Florence Price Legacy. More information about the program can be found at pricelegacy.kuar.org. For KUAR News, I'm Karen Trico-Stewart.